Today we'll be doing the sixth paragraph and the 13th paragraph of the Chovas HaTalmidim. HaMishnah Omeres, HaLomid Yala Lemahu Domeh, L'diyok Suval Nir Chadash, HaLomid Zake, L'diyok Suval Nir Machak. The Mishnah Pirkei Avos compares teaching a child Torah to basically writing on a blank piece of paper. The child has no preconceptions or preconceived notions, whereas teaching a person who's older, it's like using ink and writing on a erased piece of paper, because they already have these notions and these conceptions in their mind. This is true whether it comes to learning things that are relatively simple, or learning chassidus, or things about working on ourselves. There are many people who know conceptually, who know in their minds what the idea of working on themselves is all about, and they understand and they want to have that connection with Hashem. But the problem is that they waste their years away and they're constantly straddling the fence. They don't want to fully commit. They don't want to put in all the effort. They don't even take one step in the right direction. They're constantly wavering in terms of whether they want to advance in their avodas Hashem. Whereas he says to these students, if you start on the path of chassidus already as a child, already as a young man, so then even if later in life you feel the urge to slip away from that lifestyle, but you will never fully forsake it. Your path in Avodas Hashem is comparable to a person climbing a mountain. He says, once in a while, you can't just climb a mountain straight nonstop. You have to take breaks. You have to pause once in a while to rest. So though, even those times that you seem to be slipping, but if you had that mindset of chassidus implanted within you as a young child, so then it's just part of the path of growing even further. In reality, says you, as a Jewish child, you're able to take things from within you that you didn't even know that you had, things that you didn't even know you were capable of. There are certain things that you are, in other words, for example, you can come within Hashem's good graces, and you can do things that are beyond what you thought were part of your capabilities, because he says also your entire essence is meshubad to Hashem to do that which is right. When you recognize the koach, the strength that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to break mountains and rocks, so all of a sudden all of those reasons why you couldn't serve him kind of seem to fall away. It's as simple as the fact that Hashem is God, you are His servant, and you have to serve Hashem. That's the bottom line. So anything beyond that, any other reasons, any other preconceived notions as to why you can't do something are going to automatically fall away. So we'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up with the seventh paragraph tomorrow.